All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's Direct Impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are talking all things betrayal trauma this season, intimacy betrayal in particular. So intimacy betrayal, betrayal trauma, going in to the nitty gritty. And today the topic is why you can go at your own pace. Okay, so going at your own pace and why timing is everything. I think this is an important topic. It was one of the things I wanted to discuss because I think a lot of the partners that I work with get a ton of pressure about why they don't have this figured out. Like, why are they not just packing up and leaving? Why aren't they so, you know, angry that they need to just walk out and leave behind everything they've built for decades? And I believe that there is a lot of pressure, anger, and frustration, rightfully so, from the people who love and care about you. But it can be very confusing, very conflicting. And I think I just wanted to offer partners, you know, permission to stay right where you are as long as you're not in any type of physical danger, to be able to stay where you are and one day at a time do your work and dive deep into the healing process for yourself so that you can be grounded and make wise-minded decisions about your life, about the next steps, about what's right first and foremost for you as a human, as just a vital, vibrant individual who matters in this world, and then also for your family and for the people who care about you. So I think it's very important to pause. I think it's important to do your work, to go to therapy, to join support groups, to dive into 12-step programs. CODA could be Al-Anon, could be an ACOA group, Adult Children of Addicts and Alcoholics. It could be a group specifically designed for betrayed partners who have been in long-term relationships, committed relationships with sex addicts. There are a lot of different ways to find support. And I just think that you're probably getting a lot of conflicting information out there. I'm not, you know, very happy about what I hear when I meet with clients for the first time. And I think there's this misconception that they should just know what to do. But when you've been gaslit for sometimes decades, but definitely for months, if not years, you definitely second guess every decision and every move that you make. And so it's not time to make rash decisions. Okay. And there is a part of most of my clients that know that, even when they're in fight and flight, there is a part of them that knows they are in no condition to make life-changing decisions. Okay. So think of it this way. When we lose a loved one, when a loved one, someone we deeply care about, has died, they tell you, don't make any major life decisions within a year. And I think this is a very similar situation, except I think it's much more acute. But intimacy betrayal is much more damaging. And the person who is injuring you is sometimes still injuring you. They're not dead. They're not gone. Okay. And so it's a much more complex trauma that is occurring. And so if you're grieving the loss and it's recommended you take a year, why should you have a time frame on how you proceed to move through this process? You know, you've heard us in previous episodes talk about the importance of therapeutic separation. You've heard us talk about the importance of physical safety. You've heard us talk about the importance of separating so that your brain can heal from betrayal trauma. Now, that doesn't mean a legal separation. That doesn't mean that there's any intent to proceed with divorce or something like that. It just means that it's very important that you be able to invest fully and wholly in your own healing during this time. It's very important. And sometimes you need to be separated from the party that is injuring you on a regular basis so that you can make good decisions, so that you can get back in your body, you can feel safe again, can feel grounded, and you can start to be like, you know, let me unpack what has happened to me. Let me better understand how I wound up here. Let me better understand my partner. Let me better understand their motivation towards recovery and healing of their own. Let me start to envision what the future might look like with and without this partner in my life. Let me also, you know, give them time, if they are invested in their recovery process, to see what types of changes they can make. And then see if this is the person that's going to really be able to offer you the commitment and the intimacy and the care and the connection that we deserve in romantic and intimate relationships. Like, that's what it's about. And so I have a lot of partners that feel this initial pressure to know what to do or to make a move or to punish them or make them pay or make sure they don't do this again. And that's not the spirit of this. It's not about punishment or ensuring someone won't hurt you in the future. Because I promise you, if they're still active in their addiction, they're going to hurt you again. They'll find a way. Not them, but the disease of addiction will find a way to continue to injure you. So don't waste your energy. Don't waste your energy, but also don't feel like you need to make a move today as long as you're physically safe. Work through this. Work with a therapist. Work with someone who specializes in betrayal trauma, intimacy betrayal, sex and love addiction, sexual compulsivity, and they will guide you through the steps. You will know very intuitively and instinctually when it's time to make a move. Okay. And I give you full permission not to know when that's going to be today. You don't know. You have no idea when that's going to be, but you'll know when it happens. You absolutely will. And I just want to encourage you to get the support that you need and deserve right now to move through this process. It is a process. It is a 3 steps forward, 2 steps back process. And don't go at it alone. This is definitely not something that you want to go at alone. And it's not something that you want to, you know, get a lot of feedback from other people who don't really know, you know, what's happening in your home. No one knows what's happening in your home but you. And you have my personal permission to not make any sudden or rash decisions as long as you are physically safe and able to make progress towards your own recovery and healing. So timing really is everything, and it's different for every individual. It's different for every couple. I often see it where partners come to me after the recovering addict has started with their therapeutic process, and there's still a lot of anger, and there's still a lot of rage, and there's still a lot of resentment, of course. But at some point, they come to believe that maybe their partner's a little further along than they are. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a process. It's, I don't know, it's one day at a time, and it's not a race to the finish line. It's just being able to turn towards yourself first and turn towards your partner and see what the next best move is 1 week at a time. So That's what I'm inviting you to. And remember, I do have a private practice that specializes in recommitting partners. We specialize in intimacy betrayal. We specialize in the treatment of sexual compulsivity. We have survivors workshops for individuals who are looking to recover from childhood wounds and intimacy trauma. So look us up at www.resolvestrategiesinc.com. We are located in Savannah, Georgia. We also do some virtual services, so we'd love to be able to support you. And if you have some questions about where you are in this moment, where you find yourself, and how or when or why, what the motivation is, like how do you want to proceed, and you feel stuck, just don't hesitate to reach out to us. You can message us at Lightning in a Bottle, www.lightninginabottle.biz. And we want to get to know you and what your needs are, because none of these are blanket statements that are appropriate for everyone listening. So I just want to say that. I think it's really important that you get your own care and your own support as you move through this process, but you don't have to have this figured out. You don't. You absolutely don't and shouldn't. You shouldn't know what your next move is. Given what you have been through, it is just time to pause. Take inventory, get some support, and then the path will unfold. All right. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you same time, same place next week. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content, and we love offering it. But it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.